Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Wednesday, November 16th, and the Democracy Campaign filed complaints today with the state against 29 contributors to candidates for statewide office and the legislature who exceeded the annual $10,000 limit on campaign contributions in 2010. All but one of the contributors hail from Wisconsin, and most of them represent powerful special interests like insurance, finance, construction, and manufacturing, among other industries. With us to talk about the complaints is Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe. Mike, can you talk about some of these contributors? Who are they and how much did they give?
Well, this list reads like a who's who of Wisconsin finance and industry leaders. Most of these people are business executives with financial firms, heavy manufacturing, some convenience stores, those sorts of folks. You've got longtime Republican donors like Sheldon Lubar. You also got Mark Murata on the Democratic side, who a top official in Governor Jim Doyle's administration. So most of the donors here gave to Republican candidates. Out of the 29 that we've flagged, 24 of them gave all or most of their contributions to Republicans, but 5 gave almost all or most of their contributions to Democratic candidates. So, you know, it is bipartisan in that sense. As far as how much they gave, some of them went a little bit over the $10,000 annual limit on campaign contributions, and some of them went over by a substantial amount. We had 2 donors who went over $16,000. So they didn't violate the limit by a little. They violated it by a lot.
Any speculation on why there were so many who exceeded the limit in 2010 compared to several other past years when there were either none or just a handful of contribution violators?
I think it had everything to do with the governor's race in 2010. You look at a lot of these donors, and they were giving substantial amounts either to Scott Walker or Tom Barrett, his Democratic opponent. And we have definitely tended to see more violations in years when there are elections for governor. We saw 27 donors go over the limit. We filed complaints against them in 2006. We saw 42 exceed the limit back in 2002 when there was an election for governor. So in 2010, we had an election for governor that cost more than $37 million. So huge sums of money were changing hands because of that election for governor. And some of these people gave so much that they actually exceeded the legal limit.
What's the penalty for violating this law? And do you think it's working?
If people violate this law, there can be a penalty of $500 plus triple the amount of the excess donations. So, you know, if somebody gives $16,000, there's $6,000 over the limit, the fine could come pretty close to $20,000. I mean, it's over 18 grand that they could be fined by the Government Accountability Board. So a pretty substantial fine can be thrown at them, which would have a big deterrent effect. But this law has been enforced in a very spotty manner over the years. One of the things that we've seen is that state authorities have been willing to allow these big donors to reallocate some of their donations to a spouse, enabling them to be under the legal limit. What we base these complaints on are state records that show that these contributions came from these particular individuals. That's what the campaigns reported. Many of these campaigns are also reporting joint donations from spouses. So it's not uncommon for us to see evidence on these public records that people are giving jointly as a couple. These people were giving as individuals. That's what these public records show. But yet we've seen state authorities be willing to say, well, let's just move a little money over to your spouse to make sure that you're under the limit. That's not effective enforcement of this law.
And that's a reallocation after the fact, right?
That's a reallocation after the fact. That's after they're flagged. That's after we file complaints. These records have been filed by candidates saying that the donations came from these individuals. And then you've got state regulators after the fact saying, well, let's just move some of this money over. Let's effectively alter the public records to make it appear that these aren't violations of the law. And like I said, that is simply not effective enforcement. And what it ends up doing is sends a message to the donor community that you can take this law with a grain of salt because nothing serious is going to happen to you if you violate it.
Thanks for your comments, Mike. For more information about the complaints, please check out the November 16th release on the Democracy Campaign website. Thanks for listening.